Welcome back to another episode of Rita's Dump, where we shovel the nonsense, unicorn costumes optional. I'm Rita Slanina from RitaSlanina.com, where I blog, and just keep you updated and entertained with the latest music, book, releases, blogs, posts, and podcasts. Hey guys, it's the mini Mediterranean courtyard makeover. I turned my boring foyer, entryway, walkthrough, front patio. I don't know what you call it, but I turned that thing into a cute little Greek-inspired courtyard. And I'm going to keep calling it a courtyard. Not quite big enough for a courtyard. I'm missing like one of those really cute little water fountain ambient things. I'm putting it on the list. Let's get started. I'm going to need to stop rambling, right? So my Mediterranean courtyard makeover, I know what you're thinking. This has zero to do with writing, acting, or new music. And, well, you'd be correct.
Oh, thank you.
But it is that time of year again where I shift my attention from that show business thing to some real life things. And if you're wondering what those footsteps were, that was Bruno, the puppy pups. He wanted to get involved in the podcast, but you know, we can't let him do that because he'll bark it out. That's all he'll do is just bark it out. So enter home and garden and a bit of that house wifery lifestyle. Weep, weep. Writers and artists alike, from time to time, there comes a moment where you need to get out and live life. Whatever that means for you, find it and do it. Search for it, whatever it is. For me, it's been reconnecting with that inner creative from your childhood, making things, creating things that really no one else would see or probably should see. It's probably that horrible of a result. Been there. And as an adult, maybe this includes a failed loaf of bread for you, or a bad set of shelves made from cardboard. You know, something that had a lot of vision, but execution was questionable. Been there too. And for me, that's a peek into my homemaking thug life. Gosh. Yeah. Homemaking thug life. Yeah, you wish you coined it, because here we go. Rita's making up her own dictionary and thesaurus. That's how things whirl around here. Well, I have been constantly filling my cup with filming and collecting B-roll like a maniac for quite a many months. Like, holy crap, maybe 2 years worth at this point? Oy vey. Getting situated to edit, organize, blog, pod, and publish is so very taxing. Oh, so time consuming. I mean, the amount of time, for real though, like that it takes to get stuff from inside my little brain out into the world for everybody, like it's painstaking. It's painstaking. And any other creators out there listening, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about. So I will tend to talk myself out of the aforementioned last few steps, and files will sit in hard drives for many moons, often. Now look, it's not that I don't love my time-honored crafts. Oh, please, don't drag out the soapbox. My cherished routines of the feathered penmanship. Oh, geez. The deep in a thought's eye, dare to dream. Nope. Mm-mm. Stop it. The library's pages, dost thou. That's it. Someone shut this girl up. A ladder's step up to a book's dreamy lyrical hopscotch. What does that even mean? I mean, seriously. Stop it. Okay, cheerio. Yeah, quit the British accent too. Let's Let's take that down a notch. Fine. So today it was time to fill my cup in another way, my Mediterranean courtyard makeover. And what's with those cup references? I don't know, be quiet, I'm just trying to be poetic. I'll knock it off and get to the point because I know that's what you're thinking. Gosh, jeez, that podcast voice from afar is really pushy today, isn't it? So today, I take my creative unruliness within my bones, and while pacing my boring, it is boring, truly boring, gosh, it is truly so boring, boring entryway. It was time to freshen up that space. I've been wanting to do something with this area for so long and so much that last year prior, I had begun this journey from blah to ah. Do you guys have that? Do you guys have projects that you're staring at it like, oh yeah, I can see it. It's going to look so cute. And all you did was move a chair from left to right, but you're going to do it and you're going to get to it. Oh yeah. Did I forget to mention how boring this foyer entryway was? Très boring. Don't know how to say boring in French. First, with that old lady grocery cart, that is the most embarrassing utility cart ever to be put in production, but ever so useful. So joke me, I don't care. It can carry a truckload of groceries from trunk to countertop in one trip, and for that, I'll gladly be coined a retired old maid, if need be, while the rest of you take 50 trips on those hauls. I'll do just one. Funk you very much. Curtsy and a wave. What was that? What's that? What was that? What? That what? That. What that? That? What are we talking about that? Oh, that funk thing. Okay. Oh, that. Yes, yes, yes. I've been working on my vernacular to exclude words of the curse-related and swearing kind. I mean, it's a long haul from where this podcast and blog first started because I was swearing every other word. But that's where we're at now, and I'm working on that. So, you know, gotcha. Okay, whatever. Carry on. Thank you. Adieu. The most fun for me during this courtyard makeover had to be hand-painting a Greek-inspired textile rug. Hold on. Is it technically a textile rug since it was painted? Wait a minute. What is a textile? It's the pattern, right? No. I think it's the material. Oh my gosh. Does it matter? I gotta work this out loud. Because I think it matters. People who know what that word actually means, it will definitely matter. I'm just gonna move on from the textile thing. Just moving on. So moving on without figuring out exactly what textiles are, but seriously, is it a material or is it a pattern? Like, I seriously don't know. Like, let me know. Shoot me a comment, whatever. Let me know, because I seriously. But anyways, I already knew I didn't want to spend another dime on buying rugs that just keep getting ruined. I do have Bruno and the hubby in between the two. Sidebar, forget about it. Dirt, hair, textiles. I mean, pick your battles. Plus, I just love how the Greek Isles harbor so much white and bright cerulean blue hues within their landscape. It's so peaceful and serene and, oh, vacation-y. Hold on. Do you know what cerulean blue looks like? Because it's still a no, like on that textile thing. So, I mean, just, you know, let's not merge the two prison of ideas here, because colors I'm really good at spotting, and what textiles are, I may never know. And I'm stuck on that. As you can see, I'm seriously stuck on it. So adding a few touches like whitewash pots raised in multiple sizes, placed strategically on or around the floor, the trellis accents on the walls with faux flower boxes to mimic that Mediterranean sidewalk, and a few chairs and customized bench accented with those bold blue shades to present tied with a bow. It all came together. You guys really got to check this out. I've got a full video on my YouTube channel, /Rita Slanina, and you can check out the reel. I think it's on TikTok, Instagram, may even be on Facebook. Not sure. Probably. Check it out if you want the short version, because that's a minute or less. It all came together. While an eternity passed, just one piece at a time, and I wouldn't have changed the pace nor time that it took to do so, guys. Oh, you know what I'd like to add to my Mediterranean courtyard makeover? Some bougainvillea. I love those low-maintenance, drought-resistant, pretty plants. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Again. Ooh, maybe the next go-round. This was just a precious DIY project, and now it's a lovely space for laughing, enjoying cafes, reading, or just an eye-pleasing walk as guests come to visit our home. At some point, I have a sneaking suspicion I may throw a little more white paint around and add a few white columns around the space, but for now, I will enjoy what I've done thus far, as it's so pleasing now to enjoy my reading out on that courtyard patio with an iced anything. And that is right where I want to be. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you had as good a chuckle as I've had being here with you guys today. Please be sure to hit Amazon to get your copy of Harbor Excursions, the book. Harbor Excursions 2 releases this year. Visit iTunes to pick up your copy of the new album out now. I pulled the trigger. It was such a fun thing to do. And yeah, I actually tried to rap on this thing. Who'da thunk it? Also, add to your Spotify YouTube playlist. Then cruise on over to patreon.com/RitaSlanina for members only treats. I'm Rita at RitaSlanina.com. Come by, visit, say hello on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Thanks, guys.